Good morning, everyone. It's the 1st of March, 2024, Friday morning, TGIF. Mark's been reading through the New Testament. He's ready to read the last chapter in the book of Colossians, Colossians 4 today. And there's an interesting verse in this chapter. It says, verse 6, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. You know, I was in a 5-year court case against the state of Missouri, and I had to appear on the stand many, many times in front of the Attorney General of the state of Missouri's attorneys. And it was only by the grace of God that my speech was with grace seasoned with salt. Only God was the one that directed me to answer every man as I should. A lot of accusations were laid against me. A lot of allegations and everything else, but the evidence stood firm that my supervisor stated the reason she terminated me was that my religious beliefs were getting in the way of me doing my job effectively. We see all these court cases going on right now with Fannie Willis and this judge out of New York, and it's all a great big sham. We don't see a lot of the people on both sides of the aisle. We don't see their speech seasoned with salt, and we don't always see a lot of grace exhibited between the defense and the plaintiffs. Says in verse 5, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. When you watch these attorneys and all their highfalutin sophisticated arguments, you kind of scratch your head. It kind of reminds me of one time an attorney told me, he says, do you know what an attorney is? And I said, well, an attorney is the one who represents someone in a court of law. He said, attorney is a professionally trained liar. Well, have you ever gone to Yellow Pages and looked under the title attorneys? There's a lot of professionally trained liars out there. Well, I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read the entire chapter here. But, you know, only God can give us the grace to have our speech seasoned with salt, you know.
Colossians chapter 4. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving, with hope praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance. Speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how ye ought to answer every man. All my state shall Tychius declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you, they shall make known unto you all things which are done here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoners salute you, and Mark, his sister's son, to Barnabas, touching whom he received commandments. If he come unto you, receive him. And Jesus, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision, these only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently in my prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him record that he hath a great zeal for you. Them that are in Laodicea, them in Hierapolis, Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Memphis, and the church which is in his house. And when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of Laodiceans, that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received the Lord, that thou fulfill it. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul, remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Amen. Written from Rome to Colossians by Tychius and Onesimus.
Well, when I read that this morning, that sixth verse, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. There's another scripture that says don't take any thought of what you're going to say, because he will give you the, I'm paraphrasing, he will give you the words to speak. That's kind of what happened during that court case, 5-year battle against the state of Missouri. If any of you would like to have a copy of that book I wrote about that case, it's entitled Phillips versus the State of Missouri. If you email me, I'll send you a PDF copy of that book that tells about that case. You can also get a copy of that paperback book if you go to lulu.com and put in Phillips versus the State of Missouri. I'll post a link onto Facebook in case you want to order that book and read it. I think you would find it very interesting, especially considering the times we're living in right now. We don't see a lot of people's speech seasoned with salt. We see a lot of what I call doublespeak, don't we? A lot of doublespeak out there. Well, I hope you have a blessed day today, and, you know, what's it mean when it says seasoned with salt? Have you ever thought about that? You know, if I cut my hand and I get some salt in that cut, it's going to hurt a little bit. You know. One of the questions they asked me is, how is it that you came to believe that the Bible was a justification for your refusal to license and place children with homosexuals? And I said, it's based upon my belief in the foundation of the Bible. And they go, would you mind showing us in the Bible where there's proof that God does not approve of homosexual being parents of foster children? And so I took them to Leviticus, and I took them to Romans 1. And the attorneys said, how is that proof? And I said, well, doesn't it say that God is... He said they will turn... They will change... They will... Men with men and women with women... He's certainly not putting his approval on that. And anyway, my attorney, Francis Mannion, who was with the American Center for Law and Justice, J. Sekulow's organization, said, Judge, they ask him for his proof. And he used the Bible, and the Bible's a big book. Okay. Well, they didn't like me using the Bible, even though they wanted me to prove from the Bible why I held that position. That's what I mean when I say people are duplicitous. They ask you something, and then when you provide it, they don't want to accept it. Y'all have a blessed day.